Unit 1. John F. Kennedy. Famous line. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Reading.
On November 21, 1963, U.S. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy traveled to Dallas, Texas, to make several speeches in preparation for the upcoming presidential election. The next day, while parading through downtown Dallas in his presidential limo, he was mortally wounded by a shot to the neck and head from a hidden sniper. He was rushed to the nearby Parkland Memorial Hospital, where efforts to revive him failed. Several hours after the shooting, a man by the name of Lee Harvey Oswald was apprehended by FBI agents and taken into custody. This man, who was later determined to have been the sole assassin in the shooting, was himself killed a few days later while being transferred from the city to the county jail. The assassination of President Kennedy came as a great shock, not only to the citizens of the United States, but also to those around the world. His death was mourned by millions, and was such a memorable event that most people from that generation can still remember what they were doing and where they were when they heard about his passing. Although John F. Kennedy was only in office for a short time, he accomplished so much and gained the respect and admiration of many people. Thus, his name has earned a place in history next to other important persons such as Abraham Lincoln and Winston Churchill. JFK was responsible for the desegregation of Southern universities, as well as making it a priority to have a man walk on the moon by the end of the decade. In his inauguration speech, John F. Kennedy said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country," and inspired the nation to change their way of thinking. This was a motto that Kennedy lived by, and it was apparent in the way he ran things while in office. One of his first achievements was the establishment of the Peace Corps, an organization whose purpose was to send American volunteers around the world to provide assistance to needy countries in such areas as teaching, farming, construction, and health care. There has been a great deal of controversy surrounding the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and many still believe that there was some sort of government conspiracy involved. However, the truth has not emerged so far, so until it does, we can do nothing but speculate about the real reason for his untimely death, and hope that one day the truth will be revealed and half-baked rumors can finally be put to rest.
Dialogue.
Do you know there are a lot of things in common between President Lincoln and President Kennedy?
Yes, I've heard they were both shot by snipers.
Right, but that's not all.
Really? Are there any other similarities?
Yes. For example, Lincoln became president in 1861 and Kennedy in 1961.
Oh, that's interesting. What about the year they were shot?
Yes, Lincoln was shot in 1863 and...
Kennedy was shot exactly 100 years after that?
You're right. And there are many other coincidences between them.
That's really amazing.